The House will be in order. Prayer today will be led by Representative Anderson of Polk. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Hannah Cree, the page from Roland.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Dearest universal God of Islam, Judaism, and my beloved Christianity, and many other heartfelt faiths, thank you is the most heartfelt prayer I can offer. Thank you for another day on the earth to love my family and my friends. Thank you for helping me find joy every day that reminds me life and people are good. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the people of my beloved hometown, Des Moines. Thank you for letting me get to know the representatives, clerks, staff, and pages in this chamber. Help us work together for the people of our wonderful state. Thank you for the peace and justice you grant us. Give us the fortitude to keep working for a better world. Please continue to give us the passion to serve, the wisdom to listen, and the strength to work together. You are love and compassion. You are the great uniter and balancer. You are our hearts and souls. I say with humility and love, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Will Representative Wills and Pritchard please approach well? We've reached that point in session where we recognize our pages and all the hard work they put in for us during the entire session. So last year's group, we didn't get to quite do this. So thankfully, we've got back to a little bit more normal here, and we can do this together this year. So. Okay, first, Ella Apana Stipe. Grace Blythe. Hannah Cree. Thank you, Hannah. Abe Dielman. Speaker's page, Stacia Dre. Thank you. Majority Leader's page, Jagger Halverson. I want to make sure I get this one right, Tanner. Tanner Kennan? I remembered. All right, good job. You had to correct me last time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. The Minority Leaders page, Pavan Newt. Olivia Larson. Michael Mitchell. Melissa Pardock. Grace Sundstrom. Abby Weldon. All right, let's give these great men and women a round of applause. The chair recognizes the lady from Black Hawk, Representative Brown Powers, for what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Representative.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to say that I share my birthday today with Representative Anderson, Representative State, who can't be with us today, and Representative Bush. The great thing about sharing my birthday with these three is that I'm the baby. So we have brought 20 dozen monster cookies baked from a small company from my neighborhood, Cookies and More. So please enjoy a cookie. It counts as breakfast. It's got peanut butter, oatmeal, everything in it. So, and Representative Bergman and Riley helped me carry them all up this morning. And Stan got the door. So thank you, everybody, and happy birthday to my cohorts.
Chair recognizes the lady from Franklin, Representative Latham. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone in the House. This morning, it gives me great pleasure to recognize Jason Hahn and Steve Fetkether of Mason City in Cerro Gordo County for their courage and bravery on Monday, April 5th. Jason was driving down County Road B20 that morning when he passed a truck on its side in the ditch. The tire was still spinning, and he thought he saw smoke in the engine area. He turned around, got out of his vehicle, and then he heard a woman screaming. "Now I'm committed," he says in a Mason City Globe Gazette article. The truck was laying driver's side up, and Jason could see a woman dangling by her seatbelt. He also saw flames coming from the engine, so he tried to kick out the window to no avail. He ran back to his truck and grabbed a shovel. He started beating the windshield, and he could no longer see the woman for the smoke in the truck's cab. And that's when Steve Fetkether appeared on the scene. He took over breaking out the windshield while Jason ran back to his truck for gloves because the Ford F-150 was hot to the touch. As the glass shatters, both men realized two things. They've just fed the fire with oxygen, and they have very little time left. Jason makes a third trip to his truck, this time for his Leatherman multi-tool. He returns to the cab of the Ford, which is now blazing with fire. He stood on the passenger side window and cut the seatbelt loose from 61-year-old Donna Wrench of Manly. And instead of falling into Jason's arms, Donna drops into the back of the cab, and Jason can't see her. "Help me pull her out," he yells, and together he and Steve pull hard. "Literally, we got her out just as it went woof," says Jason, and the truck was engulfed. What an incredible act of service. I can't even imagine. So today I would love if you would help me recognize Jason Hahn and Steve Fetketter, who are up in the gallery, for their bravery and courage in the face of danger.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative McClintock. Purpose to seek the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in order for introduction.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I have with me my niece, Samantha McClintock. Samantha is a healthcare worker from the Otho area. That's District 48, Representative Bakens, who was kind enough to come over and also speak with her today. But Samantha works in healthcare. She's a medical social worker in the Storm Lake and Fort Dodge area. This is her first trip to the Capitol, and I want to make sure that we give her a tour and take care of her while she's here. But she, like so many other of our healthcare workers and social workers in Iowa, which we dearly love, makes sure that people in her community have the financial resources that they need to not only be safe in their homes, but also have the insurance and the coverage that they need to be secure. So would you join me in not only thanking our healthcare workers, but welcoming her to the Iowa House.
The chair recognizes the lady from Wapello, Representative Westrich. What purpose do you seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This week is National Crime Victims Week. A purple carnation will be distributed to each member's desk today. Iowa's statutory laws are some of the strongest in the country and provide important rights for more than 7,000 Iowans who are victims of violent crimes each year. National Crime Victims Rights Week is a time for Americans and Iowans to rally around victims of crime. Today, we take a moment to recognize the struggles victims face and honor those who are empowering victims. Thank you for joining me in recognizing National Crime Victims' Rights Week.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Today is Clerk Recognition Day. And I think we should all give our clerks a round of applause.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at 10:30 in the Law Library, and if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until 10:30.
Chair recognizes Gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Democrats will caucus in the Ola Babcock building at 11 o'clock.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you already heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes do have it in the House in recess.